Welcome to day 180. We are up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Daled. Now we're going to begin with a concept that we've actually intuited before. It's been the starting point of halachos that we've learned in previous Mishnayos in our Masechta, but we haven't yet seen it stated explicitly. So says Mishnah Daled, Ein tormin mimin al she'eino mino. You cannot separate truma from one sort of produce to cover for an entirely different sort of produce. So you can't separate truma from dates to cover figs or from apples to cover oranges. And by the way, that's why we had the entire previous discussion as to whether you can separate from olives to cover for olive oil or from grapes to cover wine, because the question is whether olive and olive oil or grapes and wine are considered of one species, because the starting point is the halacha that we're learning in our Mishnah right now, and that's that it needs to be of the same min, of the same sort of produce, in order to separate truma one unto the other. So our Mishnah says if there are two different types of minim, two different types of produce, you cannot separate one unto the other. V'im tarim, and if you did, ein trumaso truma, it doesn't work. Now, what's fascinating about this is that this is one of these halachos that is true l'kulei alma. Everyone accepts it. It's a foundation of Hilchos Truma. And yet, not everyone agrees as to the source. If we look at the Kahati, he quotes a whole bunch of different possible sources. Everyone agrees to the halacha, but not necessarily where we learn it from. Perhaps the most well-known source is that which the Gemara itself quotes. It quotes a pasuk in Bamidbar that says, Kol chelav yitzar v'kol chelav sirosh v'dagan, meaning you should separate the best of your oil and give it to the Kohen, and the best of your wine, and the best of your grain. And the fact that it lists each one of those things separately shows that you need to separate truma from each one of those things separately. Whatever the source is, that is the halacha. And now the Mishnah is going to discuss, okay, so then what's considered one min and what's considered two? So, kol min chitim, all species of wheat, whether they look the same or not, echad, are considered one type of produce, so you can separate truma one into the other. And similarly, kol min te'inim, ugrogros, udvela, echad, all types of fresh figs and dried figs and fig cakes are all considered one, visorim, izelze, and therefore you're allowed to separate truma one unto the other. Now, we know that when it comes to truma, you have to separate the best of your produce and give that to the Kohen. We've seen that before. We learned it from the word chelev. The Torah says, kol chelev yitzar, as we just quoted. Chelev, when it comes to animals, it means the fat. But when it comes to produce, it means the best of. So you have to separate the best of your produce. We've seen this halacha previously, by the way, because we said that a shikur, for example, someone who's drunk, cannot separate truma because they probably can't evaluate that which is best. So anyway, we know you have to separate the very best. So the question is, what is considered the very best? It might depend on the scenario. So says the Mishnah, kol makom sheyesh kohen. Anytime where you're separating truma and there's a kohen right there, you can give him the truma right away. Toreim min hayafa. Then you separate from that which is great right then, meaning that which is the best right then. So in the previous case, let's say you have fresh figs and dried figs. Fresh figs are considered of higher quality, and therefore you give the fresh figs to the Kohen. He's right there, so you separate from the fresh figs. But v'chol makom she'ein a Kohen. But if there isn't a Kohen right there, who knows when you'll see a Kohen? Then a Toreim min hamiskayim. Then you don't separate from which is the best right now, but instead you'd separate from the dried figs because those will last. You don't know when you're going to see a Kohen. You can see a Kohen in 3 weeks, and you're going to give him fresh figs, or what was fresh 3 weeks ago. It's going to be spoiled. It's going to be gross. So that doesn't help anyone. So the Tana Kama says that it really depends on the situation. If there's a Kohen there right now, so then you give him the best. But if there's a Kohen, if he isn't right there, and you don't know when you're going to see him, then you don't separate from what's the best right now. Instead, you separate from what will last, so the Kohen gets good produce later on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Olam Hutarim and Yafa, you always separate from that which is the very best. It could very well be that they're differing. Everyone agrees they have to give from the best, but they're arguing as to at what stage it needs to be the best. So we know there are two elements of truma. First, separating Hafrashas truma, and then Nisinas truma, and then actually giving it to the Kohen, separating and giving. So the Tana Kama seems to say that most important is that which you give, meaning that which the Kohen receives, needs to be the best. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it seems that which you separate, it needs to be the best. And Rabbi Yehuda actually defends his opinion. He learned it from a pasuk, Baharimcha eschel b'menu. When you separate, it needs to be the best. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's source, and yet we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him like the Tana Kama. That which the Kohen receives needs to be the best. So if he's right there, you give him what's the best right now. But if not, you separate that which will last. And now we're going to see other applications of that. Says Mishnah, hey, tormin batzel katan shalem velo chatzi batzel gadol. You should separate truma from of a smaller full onion as opposed to a larger half onion. We assume that the larger half is the larger onion is more delicious, is more flavorful, and therefore a half of that larger onion is better. If there's a Kohen there right then, you'd assume that he would want that better, the half of the larger onion. But if there's no Kohen there, then you should separate the fuller smaller onion, because that will last longer, even though it's not as delicious. But there's no Kohen there, so when the Kohen receives it, he wants to receive something that's not spoiled. So again, we see that the Tana Kama says this. And just as we'd expect, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lochi Elachatzi Batzal Gadol. No, you separate the half larger onion, because again, It doesn't matter whether there's a Kohen there right now. When you separate it, it needs to be the best, even if it will eventually spoil. And similarly, we're going to see another application of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Tormin b'tzalim b'bnei habedina, you can separate onions from the people who eat onions in the city, al kufrim, to cover onions from the village. Apparently, there are two different types of onions. The ones from the city were better, higher quality, and the ones from the village would last longer. They were a lower quality, inferior quality, but they would last longer. So Rabbi Yehuda says, of course, you always separate from that which is the better. So you should separate from the city onions to cover for the lesser onions, which are the ones that last longer. But you cannot do it the other way around. You can't separate from the village ones, even though they last longer, to cover from the city ones, because the city ones are considered of higher value than, because the ones of the city are the things that the nobles, the royalty, would eat because they were more delicious. Again, they may not last long if you separate it from the ones of the city and there's no Kohen by it, so that by the time the Kohen gets it, it might be spoiled, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about it. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that in order to separate Truma, at that moment, it needs to be of the very best quality, so you'd have to separate from the city to cover the village and not from the village, which lasts longer, to cover for the city, which are of higher quality. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue Mishnah Vav tomorrow.